Welcome to the prophetic word of healing for spring 2024 with Prophetess Mary Ayodele. I'm a prophetess in the Eternal Sacred Order of Cherubim and Seraphim Church. My church is based in Edo State, Nigeria, in Benin City. I'm also an herbalist and an Africana folk medicine scholar and foundress of the Institute of Africana Cosmology. You can contact me, be added to my mailing list, or send your prayer request to prophetessmaryayodele@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook in the group Prophetic Word of Healing, and you can find me on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok at prophetessmaryayodele. I also have a podcast you can listen to. It is focused on building spiritual resiliency. It's called Facing the Situation, and you can find that on several podcast platforms, including Amazon Music and Spotify. Now, to begin our discussion about the spring, we're going to review the prophetic word for this entire decade, because every prophetic word that's been revealed to me builds on the one that came before it. So for the decade of 2020 to 2030, we're in this 10-year cycle of transformation and change. One of the best ways to get through it, if you don't remember nothing else but that, is to build more compassion into your life. Increase the compassion you already have for yourself and for other people, and to work to intentionally soften your emotional edges. You know what those things are. Remember to be gentle and kind to yourself and others. Now, we'll do a quick review for the civil year. That is January 1st to December 31st of 2024. A quick review of that prophetic word, because again, the spring season is related to all of these other things. This year is a year of holism, meaning it's a holistic year. What you shift in one area of your life will be more readily noticed to have shifted other things in other areas of your life. So if you change your diet habits, for example, you're going to see changes in your finances. If you deal with your finances, you're going to see changes in your relationships. It's a time of shifting the paradigm, but the effects of how it affects everything in your life will be more readily noticed. It's already been noticed before, but it'll be clearer this year. You want to take care of your digestive health, be gentle with yourself, and focus on the spiritual meaning of relationships instead of the material gain that you get from people or jobs or businesses. Look at the individual people that you are involved with in situations of your life and look at the spiritual meaning of those relationships. Don't forget to practice moderation in all things and organize your family tree and photos of your family, especially your ancestors. Pull them out the closet, print them out. If they're on your phone, hang them on the wall. You know, you want to start to revitalize your familiarity with your family history. Now, for this season, giving honor to the Most High who's ahead of my life, these points have been revealed for the spring season of 2024. That is March 21st through June 20th of 2024. Overall, this is going to be a season of getting through some tough times and practicing good stewardship of everything you've been blessed with. Okay, so challenges are here. However, you are made for this challenge and you can have victory in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. This spring, you want to forgive yourself. That's really important. You want to learn how to face disappointments with grace. So the forgiveness you extend to others, extend to yourself first, okay? Or inclusive of forgiving them. Avoid bad company. If you're rolling with people who are doing trifling things, illegal things, don't think the backsplash won't hit you. So you need to be very, very careful of riding with folks who you know are going in the store, literally, metaphorically, or otherwise, to do the wrong thing. Because you can get caught up in the net when they get caught, or even get blamed for stuff they've been doing. You want to build on your inner strength and character. If you don't know what that means, I would encourage you to look into something called virtues. Figure out what virtues are and figure out how to build those qualities in yourself. You already have some of them. We all do, but you want to increase what you have. Again, that goes back to being a good steward. Guard your heart. Don't allow yourself to go into weird and strange emotional extremes following people's, you know, people's antics. You want to renew your family trees and the pictures of your family. Pull them out, put them up. If they're up on the wall, pull them down and dust them off. Put the names of these people on the back of those pictures. Start talking to your young people in your life, or even older ones, about who these people are. Tell their stories. There is healing found in plants this season, and that doesn't include medicinally, like taking them because something hurt you. This is including your diet and for recreational use. So you can consider herbal teas, as a cool, refreshing drink, something you can make at home for yourself versus something you have to go out and buy that may have high contents of artificial ingredients and things that could affect your body in undesirable ways. You want to just watch yourself, you know, pay close attention to your reactions, your thoughts, and your dreams. Don't take any chances with your memory. Keep a list if you got to do things, a list of to-do things. If you already keep a list, remember where it is and check off things as you complete them. Be very careful with your mind, your mental state. Don't second guess yourself, but definitely self-review. Do self-awareness checks, okay? So this isn't about building self-doubt, but it's about learning more about who you are, or as our ancestors said out of Kemet, know thyself. Deepen your knowledge of yourself. I would encourage you to review the prophetic word of 2024. It is on my YouTube channel at Prophetess Mary Ayodele. It goes into more depth about this year. Include the plant of this year in your life visually, or go out and get some bulbs and grow it. It would be black petunias or black dahlias. If you are afraid of growing black flowers, or you are wondering what that is about, I would say, you know, if there's some fear, decolonize your fear of black and deal with what's underneath that fear. This is a year of going deeper, dig deeper into your psyche, and don't be afraid of what you find there, and pray for grace and extend grace to yourself to overcome unsavory elements that may be lingering, you know, associations you've been holding on to for 10, 20 years, or even 2 years of associating things with badness. You need to question those associations in the privacy of your own mind, right? And pray and align yourself with the deity that you are aligned with, whatever your religious persuasion may be or your spiritual inclinations. Don't forget to reread the scripture of this year, Psalm 52. I would encourage you to read it at least once per week this year. Print it out, frame it, or put it on your screensavers, or familiarize yourself with it. Study that scripture. It can be and will be very helpful this year. The scripture for our spring 2024 study for this season is as follows. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, declares Adonai, to deliver you. That is Jeremiah 1st chapter, verse 19. This is a scripture I recommend you read at least once to three times a week during the spring season, that you study it and that chapter one that it comes from, and even that whole book of Jeremiah. If you are so inclined, it can be very, very insightful to help you understand the season we are in. Even though the book may talk about a larger focus for this wisdom, like applying it to nations, right? And how nations interact with each other, you have to understand as above is below. So what you're living out in your daily life, in your neighborhood, or at your job or your business is reflective of the larger community, like the cities you're a part of, the states and your countries. So you don't, what I'm saying is that you don't get to live in isolation, untouched by what's happening politically, even in your city councils or, you know, your workplace task force or whatever you are stepping into, you are part of different communities. And some people don't understand that. They think community are the people you hang out with on the weekend by choice. But you have been placed in communities, probably seeking money for jobs or business or seeking resources. If you want to be a part of that community or not, you are connected to some people you barely know. And the actions of these people affect us, even though we may not socialize with them personally. Again, if you live in a city or a town or a state, and you live in somewhere in a physical body, if you're listening to this right now, then you're part of a group, just by your zip code, you know, you're part of a community. And we need to recognize we're all interconnected. So don't think that if you read something that applied to ancient Rome or ancient Israel or Kemet or Zimbabwe, it has nothing to do with you now. You want to revisit your connection to history, put it that way. That history tends to repeat itself, number one, and you might be in a cycle of it being repeated, and all the elements and clues are in front of you based on this wonderful technology we have to look up information at our fingertips now without even touching a book. And yes, some of the information we get, all the information we get, even if it's in a book, needs to be vetted. However, you could be living out a cycle that's been happening before over and over again, and you don't even know it, but you think it's brand new. So you acting brand new instead of looking to the wisdom that's been left for you on how to manage it. So you don't have to figure out everything on your own. And this is for the spiritual people who don't, you know, subscribe to religion, or the religious people who don't go to churches or mosques or synagogues or whatever you into. The clues on how to get through something can be right in front of your face, but you don't know how to connect it to you. That's my point. So become good students of history, even the histories you don't like and the histories you're uncomfortable with, because they tend to repeat themselves. And this scripture is very important to help all of us manage life in this season, in addition to the other scriptures you may be studying. All right. Again, this is where you can reach me and send your prayer requests or your questions. I'm at prophetessmaryiodele@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook in the group Prophetic Word of Healing, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Prophetess Mary Iodele, and the podcast Facing the Situation, Building Spiritual Resiliency, on Amazon Music and Spotify. I want to encourage you to grow in grace, love, and light, be encompassed and embraced and enveloped in the love of the Most High. May all that you touch, see, feel, taste, and hear become a blessing to you, your family, and your communities, all of them that you're connected to. Walk in love and light and be the love and light wherever you go. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Love you all. See you next time. Bye-bye.